Passport to Texas Legacies from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Midge Erskine was a wildlife rehabilitator in Midland in the 1970s when she became aware that migrating waterfowl were running afoul of open oil and gas waste pits.
At one time, every oil pump jack had a pit next to it. And the birds would think this was water, and they would come down to that. And the oil company had come in and cleaned out one of the pits, and there was a pile about this high, and it was almost all bones. Millions and millions of birds in there. And just of the ducks population, we were losing over a million just ducks here in West Texas because of the oil field. It was a horror story out here. And it took 12 years before we got anything really done, and we had to get Fish and Wildlife in. Once it showed that this was a great killing area for birds, U.S. Fish and Wildlife could then say, you're illegally taking birds, and under the Migratory Treaty Act. And so they gave the oil companies, well, I think it was like a year and a half, to go ahead and get netting put over the tanks and the pits, or get rid of the pits.
And they did. That's our show for today, produced in cooperation with the Conservation History Association of Texas. Visit them on the web at texaslegacy.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.